earnings per share example then. So earnings per share, earnings is your profit after tax, less any preference dividends, because it's the profits that belong to the ordinary shareholders. So profit after tax, less any preference dividends, divided by the number of ordinary shares. So let's say that a company has 400,000 shares in issue at the start of the year. But halfway through the year, it issued another 60,000. Well, I want to know, well, what's the weighted average? So we started with 400, half the way through the year, we created another 60,000, we issued another 60,000. So the weighted average isn't 400,000 because we didn't have 400,000 all the way through the year. And it's not 460,000 because we didn't have 460,000 through the year. We had 400,000 for the first 6 months and then 460,000 for the next 6 months. So you literally do that for the weighted average number of shares, 400,000 times by 6 months. So the total for how long you had that total for, so 400,000 times by 6 months is 200,000. Then we issued another 60,000. So the total number of shares now is 460,000 for 6 months, which is 230,000. So you take the 200,000 plus the 230, the weighted average is 430,000. So that's the denominator. Now, the numerator was your profit after tax less dividends. So let's say that your profit after tax was 57,000. There were no preference dividends. Then your EPS would be 57,000 divided by 430,000, which would get you 13.3 cents.